Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
I'm Sam and we are on number
48.
And it's your case.
And I know we're going to 50, aren't we? With that,
we're going to go to 50 and then we're going to do season 4.
I meant to have a break, a mental break. Probably not, no.
We probably will just have a mental breakdown.
We probably can't have a mental break because we're so airy-fairy on actually releasing them.
Yeah, we found it really hard lately, haven't we? We used to be so much better, but we are trying, guys. I know we say it all the time, but it's just hard finding time to get together, isn't it? That's the thing.
And sometimes on Sunday, we want to actually do things with our family.
Yeah. So
can't actually, you know.
Be parents and, well, attempt to be good ones.
Yeah, exactly. And actually take the children out sometimes, you know.
But this week, we wanted to shout out Emma, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Emma South. Basically, on the Lucy Letby case, we were on about a...
The Angel of Death nurse.
Yeah, the nurse. And she, I'm just trying to get off my phone, sorry. And she messaged saying, I'm shouting, Beverly Allitt, Beverly Allitt.
Yeah.
Is the other nurse you're on about?
Yeah, and it definitely was her, yeah.
Yeah, now you've said it, haven't you?
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Emma. And also, you're, like, right on our page messaging us and stuff, so thanks for that as well,
yeah,
love.
She's really lovely, actually.
Yeah, really, really nice.
We've got some nice people.
I've got some lovely people on our page.
We've got some assholes.
Yeah. Assholes. But I think for every one asshole, there's a good 100 non-assholes. So, thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's nice, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so because we've decided to do 3 cases in one day, we still haven't got a verdict for Lucy.
No.
But if there is one, you have to just don't acknowledge this bit, because I will.
Yeah, don't acknowledge it.
I come up and do like a 2-minute thing on my own, yeah. Or I will put it on the page. So follow us on Facebook because we do put a lot of things up, and also this case, I will put a lot of things on her page because I'm really struggling to find any audio.
Right.
Even though she had a TikTok
account
and they were quite present on that.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say TikTok. I have to say social media.
Say TikTok, sod it.
Yeah, so anyway, there's lots of things on there, but it's other people's...
Opinions?
Or... Yeah, like other people's podcasts or thingies. So I haven't really looked into it, to be fair, because there's no point. Do you know what I mean? Because... Otherwise, yeah, whatever, basically. But yeah, I will post them on our page because I can get them up. But it's more video than audio.
Yeah.
Of them.
Okay.
Like, there is a video I posted the other day of them and they were in the lift. And I've written a bit about this on here, just about her body language and how sad it is. But,
okay. Well, I think we said last week, didn't I? I don't know this case because she told me not to. So I haven't looked. So it's a new one on me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can do it now.
Did you say it's quite a new case in general?
It happened in 2020. So it's lockdown. We were in lockdown, weren't we then?
Yeah.
In August. Okay. Yeah. Because Maisie was born. So we were just out of lockdown-ish.
We were sort of coming in and out of it around then, weren't we?
We were like, you were allowed 6 people over time. Because I had Maisie in July.
Mm. But then Christmas after that, we were locked down again,
weren't
we? So, yeah, we were sort of in the midst of it all.
And also, like, we have got a lot of children that suffered in lockdown. And there's so many more. There's a little boy I want to do.
Yeah.
I cannot remember his name, but I will find. He's from England as well. And he had a catastrophic brain injury and ended up dying at the hands of his mother. And I'm assuming stepfather normally is, but I don't actually know. I haven't read into it, but
okay.
I will. So, anyway, we are doing Kaylee Jade Priest. She was 3 years old on August the 9th, 2020. Officers and paramedics arrived at the, probably going to get this wrong, Kinghurst House Apartments in Birmingham, England, to find Kaylee dead from what can only be described as catastrophic injuries.
Right.
And they knew this straight away.
Do you go into what those injuries are later?
I will do. Don't you panic about that. But obviously, if you don't like that, then I'll tell you to skip on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, bear with me a second.
It's always trouble, isn't it, when you do it on the laptop?
I can't do it with my fingers like yours as well, which is really annoying. I'm going to have to pull it down.
My laptop's posher than yours.
God's sake, Tim. So Nicole Priest, which is her mum, gave birth to Kaylee on January the 31st, 2017. Nicole was 19 at the time. She went on to have another child, this time a little boy in 2020. Not much about him. I don't know really much about him. I don't really even know if he was there.
Okay.
Young
mum.
Yeah, she had him with a man called Dan Gregory. He took Kaylee on as his own and she would call him dad.
Right.
So a lovely little family, great, brilliant, fantastic. This relationship soon broke down. Nicole then found herself single with two young small children. So Nicole was said to be obsessed with social media, showing her life and silly dances with Kaylee. They would do together. She sort of showed herself as sort of well presented, mm-hmm. always had her hair and makeup done, mm-hmm. All like fun mum. Yeah, you know.
So was she like going for influencer sort of status?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, like I'm not 100% sure if she had loads of followers or not. I think she did, but right. I can't 100% say she did.
Do you know, was she making money from it?
I honestly, I don't know. Okay. I didn't look into it. But she soon met a new man called Callum Redfern, 22 years old. It was said they knew each other for many years, but in May 2020, they started their relationship. It moved quite fast, and I will say that, you know, young relationships do move quite fast. Mm-hmm. And also as well, if you've got two young children, you can't really go out. You want someone to sort of stay in with you. When you're in that sort of bubble.
Yeah, and it, yeah, because I think we've said, I mean, both me and you got pregnant, not this young, but not far off it.
Yeah.
It is very isolating. Yeah, that, and you don't get a lot, unless you've got a massively supportive family.
Which I don't know if she did.
No, and even with a supportive family, it's still hard to go out and make new friends. And
live on your own. Yeah. Children. I mean, two small children as well. You know, they were small. They were probably, it was probably demanding. So a few days before Kaylee's death, Callum and Nicole texted each other about killing her.
Oh.
Yeah. So they got together. I didn't write this down, but it was like 29 days out of 33 days.
Right. So
I mean?
He was there more than he wasn't.
But I mean, they got together in the May and she died in the August. So it was very quick.
Was it May, June, July, August? So that's 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and we've seen this before with other children.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name it because they hate me.
If you follow the podcast, you know who it is. Oh, wait, no, she said it.
She's a beautiful little girl and obviously killed by her mother.
And step-parent.
I wouldn't even call her step-parent.
Wow.
I'd call her a little rat.
You're not wrong.
July 24th, Nicole and Callum, text exchanges.
All right.
Is that right?
Yep.
I said that right?
You said that right.
Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, do we know, was the mother good, like an okay mother before this guy came along? Or
I don't really know. No one really says anything about it because it's quite a new case. Yeah. Well, and it has been to trial, but it wasn't like Star's trial. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't massive trial. So, and they both got done for manslaughter. They didn't actually get done for murder.
So purely going by what you see on social media, her social media, she looks like a fab mum.
Yeah.
We all know you can't always trust what social media. No, In fact, I'd urge you not to trust anything you see on social media. Just
learn from the best.
Yeah. Trust nothing.
Do not trust that our foundation covers your face because it does not.
No. Do your research.
But yeah, so Nicole texts, I'm going to kill her because she keeps leaving the living room or going in the kitchen. So I pelled her one and smacked her for shitting her nappy.
Right. I've got things to say. And I know that's only the first text message. But I'm going to kill her. That can be said as a, like, I'm losing my shit. I'm going to kill her. Like, I say to my husband, I'm going to kill you all the time. Like, never actually mean I'm going to kill you. But followed by what she said after that.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
If she was like, oh, I'm going to kill her, she keeps going into the kitchen and playing. I mean, I probably wouldn't even say that about my children. But
you probably wouldn't. But I'm going to kill her. I can't cope. Followed by something like that. Just you trying to get over that you're coming towards the end
and
of your
tether,
aren't you?
I pelled her and then I smacked her for shit and her nappy. So what? I don't know what that...
Well, that means. To me indicates that she's hit her twice.
Yeah, same. That's what I would think. But why did she not just say that? Spastic. Anyway, so Callum then texts, good, give her one from me. Nicole texts back, I will, babe.
What the fuck?
Don't you worry about it. And then we've seen this before.
Yeah, I hate these people already.
Like, with, Arthur's mum and stepdad, do you know what I mean? Oh, stepmum and dad, you know, we've seen this before where they're just, like, egging each other on.
Yeah, and making it a normal thing. Like, it's a game.
Like, give her one
for
me.
This is a kid. These are kids. You just don't. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I know. And then a few days after that, Callum, keep that little brat away from me. Sick of your spunking daughter.
How about you keep away?
Yeah, how about
dickhead?
You fucking move out? But I don't really know. So obviously it said that the other step dad type thing that had the son with her.
Mm.
I don't know if she had her son full time or if he had him. And I don't know if Kaylee ever went to his house, mm. if it was said that they sort of really got on. And yeah. I don't really know.
I'd be interested to know if there was abuse there with Kaylee and the baby.
It's what I will say is people do come forward and do say that she was abusive to her. Like they saw her being abusive to her.
Before Callum was on the scene?
Not so much before, but he wasn't really there. There was no, do you know what I mean? Mm. It was just like for stupid things.
I just wonder if it was like this with whoever the boy's dad, Kaylee's first step parent.
Yeah.
Was it the same sort of abusive relationship towards the kids, or was that a nicer place
so.
To be?
Yeah, I think so. But again, I can't tell you for 100% sure. But he wasn't mentioned in court to have been an asshole. Do you know what I mean? So on August the 8th, Nicole and Kaylee leave the apartment in the afternoon. This is on CCTV. They go to the local park. Now, apparently they go for a few hours. So, I mean, I don't really know what they're doing. And it's only her and him. It's only them two. It's not the baby.
So she is taking her to the park.
Well, I don't know if there's witnesses that put them at the park.
Right.
Like,
just said that they were going to the park. Could have gone anywhere. Yeah,
and it could have been a massive park where, like, she's meeting friends and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Like, you just don't know. On the CCTV that is already posted on our page, I'll post it again. You can see them both. You can see that Nicole doesn't even look at Kaylee. She doesn't reach to hold her hand. She's looking in the mirror in the lift. At one point, Kaylee looks up at her mum, like she sort of looks up. You can sort of see she's scared, if that makes sense. She sort of looks up and is a bit like, oh, like, okay, I'll just sort of follow you, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Or she looks at her mum to be like, well, I'm here, hello.
Mm.
I don't know. But yeah, so it is sad to watch. They walk out of the lift and out of the door. Nicole, again, doesn't even try and hold out Kaylee's hand or look back to see where she is.
And Kaylee's 3.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where I go with my niece, she's 4. If we're outside, I'm holding her hand.
Try and hold Finley's hand and he's like, get lost. Yeah. But Maisie's a bugger. She does not like holding my hand and I'm an absolute fit. So I'm like, if I've got your hand, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, Jack's saying 10, especially if we come to a road. I need to hold my mom's, grab his hand.
And also as well, because I put literally the same thing as what you just wrote, but I also put, it's like comfort in for me and them to hold their hand. Yeah. Like, you know they're safe. They know you're there.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, you know? A few hours later, they return home and Callum comes around to the flat. That night, Nicole spends the night sending selfies to her friend and posting on social media. She's also trying to plan a birthday party. Now, this is all through, like, text messages and calls.
Okay. Whose birthday party?
Her birthday party.
Okay, I was thinking, like, it's all got to be about you, isn't it?
And then she's, like, sending pictures of her. And, like, I know girls do this. I mean, I've never done this. But, they're sort of, like, deciding whether she should post it and sort of they're doing the same.
Right.
I mean, I can't bother with all that.
No.
I just post it and hope for the best. Kaylee was put to bed and a couple were also in bed. They wanted to go and have sex. But Kaylee kept getting up and rattling the baby gate.
Right.
And instead of putting her back to bed, reading her a story, etc., it was said that both adults were angry about this, and really all we have to go on are injuries on Kaylee's body and half truths from them.
Mm. See, that sort of, when you said, oh, Kaylee was rattling the baby gate, if this is how they're treating her from what we've heard in the text messages and that, I'm gonna think that baby was too scared to be up rattling the baby gate. If you're that scared of your parents, which it seems like she would be, why would she be up, like, for lack of a better word, antagonising her abusers.
Yeah, I will say that when paramedics got there and they asked her to turn the light on, she was like, oh, there's no light bulb. So, like, she didn't even have a light bulb in her room or a lamp or anything.
I just don't feel like this is them trying to give a reason of why they did what they did. Yeah. And it's bollocks.
But the thing is, it's the half-truth of them. They both blame each other.
Yeah.
So both of them hurt that little girl and they're both blaming each other. But this is fucking why in court it's so hard to pinpoint one person, even though we have got evidence that she abused her and people saw the abuse. So 11 o'clock next morning, Nicole calls 999 telling the call operator that Kaylee is unresponsive. Paramedics arrive and Nicole was crying, my baby, I don't think she's alive.
Bollocks.
Right. So put her to bed at 7 and at, what time did I say then? Sorry, 11. She's calling paramedics. Surely, I mean, what baby's going to wake up at 11 unless you're Maisie, because she does like a lion.
Mm.
But, like, you know, she's terrible for going to bed. She likes to go to bed with us. I'm terrible. I still go to bed with her. Like, you know, she's my last baby.
So yeah. Just, you know. So when you wake up, you're there with her. Yeah. It's not like she's in a completely different room.
And if, and she is. She has got a baby gate on her room, but I never, ever shut it.
Mm.
I might shut it to stop Frankie from going in as such, but she can just push it open and come into my bed.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? She's never locked in her room.
Mm.
And I've got a baby gate on the stairs, so she can't fall downstairs.
Yeah.
But she's never locked in her room. You know what I mean? Like, I just because sometimes, yeah, right, it's for their safety. I get that and I completely understand that. But I'm just worried that I wouldn't hear her cry. Like, while she was in there crying, I didn't
like
hear
her. If you've set up the house so it's safe other ways, like you said, baby gate on your stairs, bathrooms, whatever.
Yeah.
If the only place you can go into is to your bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where she goes. She literally just comes into my room, gets into my bed with me. She wakes up. So paramedics entered Kaylee's bedroom. They asked Nicole to turn on the light and she said that there isn't any. This little girl had a mattress on the floor that smelled like urine, no duvet cover, no pillow cover, no curtains, no carpets. Now I will say, right, when you move into a flat, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard when you first move into a flat, and I completely understand that, right? But I mean, they had a bed.
Yeah.
They had curtains.
Yeah. And that's the difference, isn't it? Because most people would put their kids' needs before their own.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I don't mind, like, a mattress on the floor, if that's all you can manage at that
Jasmine
point.
Jasmine had a mattress on the floor when she was little, only because she was so naughty at going to bed, and I used to have to go and lay in with her, and I was really trying to get her in her own room.
Yeah.
So I bought a double mattress and put it on the floor so I could lay in with her.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go see if I could go in my room, and it basically turned out that we just both used to lay on this mattress all night, because she'd wake up constantly. She was terrible for waking up. But eventually she grew out of it.
Yeah.
And she got a bed. Do you know what I mean?
Just for me, I'd like, I don't look down on anyone that is doing the best they can with what they got. But if your bedroom's all kitted out and your kids aren't, there is something fucking wrong
there. Exactly. She didn't even have a light bulb. Like, not even a duvet cover. I'm not being funny, but you can go to a charity
Secondhand shops. Most, you know, even there are charities out there that will help you out with those sort of things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no need.
You should have a quilt cover at least.
And a light bulb or a lamp or something. I mean, she didn't have any curtains, so maybe she had sort of street lamps coming in.
Mm.
But this was an apartment, so how high are you?
Yeah.
You know? Kaylee was found on the floor by the mattress, laying on her back. Paramedics said that they could tell she had been dead for some time. Her lips were purple. Rigor mortis had already set in.
So she had been dead for quite a while then.
Yeah, exactly. Kaylee had a pink pyjama top on and blue bottoms. The paramedics cut open her top. They saw marks all over Kaylee's chest and side.
Aww.
So obviously they're now like, you know.
Something is dodgy.
Exactly.
Pocket.
And she's on the floor as well. And they're like, oh, we put her on the floor give her CPR, and they're like, absolute fucking bollocks did you put her on the floor to start CPR, because there's no evidence that she was in that bed when she died.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is there any evidence that they've done CPR?
It doesn't say.
Right.
Does not say. I mean, I imagine they may have tried to. I don't know. When Nicole was asked about Kaylee's death, she said she put Kaylee to bed at 7. She was sick 3 times. She said she checked on her again at 10:30 and she was fine. But when she went to Kaylee at 10:30, so she checked her at 10:30 at night, she was fine. She checked her at 10:30 the next day, she found her dead. So they moved Kaylee onto the floor and started doing CPR. So they decided to do CPR before they phoned the ambulance. Like, that's great, fine, whatever.
So wasn't the ambulance called until 11? Like,
exactly.
So what were they doing for that half an hour?
Exactly.
No, they found her dead, shit their pants, spent half an hour deciding what they were going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Asked about the marks or anything unusual, Nicole said 2 weeks before, Kaylee had fallen from her play table and hit her head.
Bollocks.
Yeah, I know. Really, wait.
I know we get told off for not being like impartial or whatever, but...
How can you be?
No. Bollocks.
2 weeks ago, she fell off it and hit her head. Right, okay, that's fine.
Even when you said earlier about, oh, she put her to bed and she was sick 3 times, I'm like, was she sick or is that you trying to give a reason for her dying, or was she sick because you'd battered her?
Yeah, and also as well, there was no evidence of sick that was found, no evidence at all of any sick. I mean, if your baby's in a room with no mattress, no duvet cover, or duvet with no cover, no curtains and stuff, are you really going to clean up all the sick, or do you give a shit if she's lying and sick?
Mm-hmm.
Do Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but most three-year-olds don't feel sick and go to the toilet.
No, exactly. So anyway, she hit her head 2 weeks ago and she was sick after, but apart from that, absolutely fine. She was fine. Nothing wrong with her apart from that. The medical examiner who examined Kaylee said the following. So basically, I've said, if you want to skip forward, if you don't like this, I did say 20 to 30 seconds, but I feel like it'd probably be a little bit more. But I would just skip forward. But, you know, if you want to hear it, that's fine.
Okay.
And I like to put these things in because some podcasts don't, and that's fine, and I understand why they don't. But I feel like people should know what they've done.
Yeah.
Because if I'm just saying, oh, yeah, they basically... They went in there, they hurt her, right? People were going, oh, right, okay. But actually, when you listen to what was actually wrong with her, it is fucking horrific.
Yeah, it tells you what kind of abuse they went through. A lot of time it indicates how long, what kind of monsters these people are.
Exactly.
Because they say, oh, that person hurt that baby. All right, 2 years in jail.
Yeah.
No, that person absolutely...
tortured that baby. Yeah. Because that's what I say. I feel like it's torture. If it's one incident, right? Not fair enough if you killed a child, because that's disgusting. But if it's one incident, right, okay. But if it's prolonged things and they can prove that, and they can prove that a baby suffered, then it's this torture, it's abuse.
And also you could say, oh, such and such hurt them. That could be an accident, could be anything.
Exactly.
My little niece earlier, she walked into my elbow. I hurt her then, but, you know, totally innocent. But there's a difference between hurting someone accidentally or a child getting hurt accidentally for whatever reason and absolutely torturing this poor baby until they die. Exactly. Difference.
I mean, look at Maisie, she fell off the trampoline, and that was yesterday, and then Tim phoned me and said, it wasn't Maisie felt sick, it was something. I was like, we've got to watch her, make sure we watch her all night. I was panicking like hell, all night I was panicking.
And rightly so.
Because I was thinking, I'm not there, she's hit her head, she's telling me she's not feeling very well, oh my God. I mean, she's fine, luckily.
Yeah, but yeah, you panic as a parent, you do.
Exactly. So anyway, so she had torn intestines, fractured ribs, and a deflated lung.
Bloody hell.
She also suffered brain damage for her injuries. Now, that to me is absolutely disgusting. How hard do you have to hit a child to cause brain damage?
All of these injuries.
And I do really hope, and this is awful, I do really hope she got the brain damage first so that she didn't really feel anything.
If there's anything that could have stopped her feeling the pain, then you sort of... Yeah, I understand what you're saying, I do.
So the medical examiner said she was likely kicked, punched and stamped on.
Oh my God, how do you do that to a... A baby.
A three-year-old, and she's so sweet, man. She looks so sweet. She just looks like... that's my phone. She just looks like a sweet, innocent little baby. Do you know what I mean? And I can imagine, Maisie's three.
She's still a baby.
Yeah, and she is, isn't she? Like, toddling around yesterday with a dummy. No, I'm not going on that. I'm not doing that. We went to a it's called Bear Trail.
It's like an outside assault course, isn't it?
With loads of mud. Now, I'm telling you, if we walk past a puddle, she will jump in it with both feet. I took her. I was like, great, brilliant. She's getting well, muddy. She wouldn't even step foot in any mud.
She was not having any of it.
But to be fair, she did hit her head. And we woke her up to go. So she wasn't... She's not
a bit of a grouch.
She likes her sleep, bless her. She's not really...
Yeah, she does love her sleep.
She likes to do effort on her own terms.
Yeah.
Very... Very strong willed.
Yeah, I wonder who she's like.
Definitely not me. I did say that to Tim the other day. I was like, she's like me. I was like, I just can't cope. Like, she's hectic. Like, she's doing that, doing this, doing that. I'm like, slow down. Right, so Kaylee had 68 injuries on her body, and most of them were recent. Some did date back a few months. So this is where it gets a bit... sort of who did it, because some did date back a few months, and you've got to think he wasn't in our life that long.
Yeah,
I do 100% think he did abuse her.
Yeah,
I don't think he did say something which is awful, but I think they were both as bad as each other. It's another case if they're both as bad as each other, and I think what happens is you've hit them, and they cry in pain because you've done something to them, but then they stop crying, and then you think, well,
they're okay.
And it's like escalates them.
Yeah, it escalates it. It sort of normalizes it for them. For them, not for us people, because we're not fucking sick, twisted bastards, but for them, it's like normal. They're fine.
Exactly.
They can take it. They just become punch bags. They're not babies anymore. No. They're just punch bags.
And they used to shout abuse at her, so it's just like... So anyway, she also had fractures that had not healed properly, and she didn't receive medical care for them and would have been in pain for these.
Do we know how many fractures she had?
Yeah, I'll tell you. She had fractures to two of her ribs, lower leg fracture, and a broken sternum.
Oh,
so she must have been in pain. Imagine your ribs, like, even like when I haven't done a workout
breathing,
for ages.
Sneezing, anything, like moving.
Think, like, I've never obviously broke my ribs, but when you've gone and done exercise, you've done it in ages, and you can bear all your muscles hurt here. Yeah. I know it's not your ribs, but Jesus Christ, that even hurts.
I lay funny and I get bad ribs all the time, and by no means are they going to be as painful as what this.
I get it in the car, funnily enough. I must sit funny.
It's just, it, like I said, taking a deep breath hurts. Like, oh, this poor little. Oh.
I know, the medical examiner did say, like, obviously she would have really suffered from these injuries, yeah. Especially like she had fractures that were in the state of healing, but they weren't healed properly. So
they were done before.
Yeah,
like, and they would have been walking around like
and
this.
Where did we see this before? Do you know what I mean? Kaylee lay dying on a cold floor just because a mother and a boyfriend could have sex. That's basically what. Why that she interrupted him somehow, maybe by crying. I mean, how do we know that she didn't get hit for going to bed and was crying?
Because she was in pain.
Or maybe she just didn't want to sit in the fucking dark on her own. Do you know what I mean? Like,
with the injuries that she had, how she could sleep at all is just amazing.
Exactly. Nicole and Callum just decided, like I said, just to blame each other. When asked by police how Kaylee's death affected him, Callum replied, "It's not my kid. It hasn't really affected me."
What?
All right, yeah, okay.
This is a kid you knew. Mm-hmm. If this was anyone's kid that I knew, even one that I'm not close to, I would be like...
If you told me something to happen to those two, like they were just here now, I'd like be like... My heart, it would hurt my heart. Because I'd be like... And I don't even really know them. But I do know them. Do you know what I mean? I just think, yeah, exactly. Now, Nicole's story was not that she fell off a table. She started saying she was in bed when she heard 3 to 5 smacks coming from Kaylee's bedroom. When she ran in and confronted Callum, Kaylee was holding her stomach. The reason why she didn't call 999 was I was too scared. I didn't know how to approach it. So again, we got some bullshit excuse about why you couldn't be bothered to ring 999. And they did say that actually if they had, I mean, she did have brain damage, so they don't know how that would have affected her as such, but they did say if she'd have called an ambulance, she could
may well have
been able to save her. Yeah. They obviously don't know that for sure, but. Yeah.
I would just like to say, me and you aren't against people like mums and dads even that get abused and like being scared, and that is a real thing, for sure it is. We're not against cases where that is real, but this is bollocks.
Yeah, it is complete bollocks. And obviously, like I said, there's proof that people were saying that they saw Nicole abuse Kaylee, so you know she's been caught abusing her by people. The people have seen it,
And now she's trying to point the finger and get scot-free.
And I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm not saying, you know, the text message you sent her, you know, keep that little brat away from me, whatever. Has he hit her? Has he
ever did something horrific to a child, even by accident? I'd be like, yeah, I did it, like, kill me, lock me up. But like, I wouldn't be able to live with that guilt.
I wouldn't. But that's the difference, isn't it? You feel guilty. And I mean, maybe she does now, she's had time to reflect on it. But
I don't know if people like that just feel bad for themselves.
She's
going
to get out and
done.
Be able to have more children. Yeah. She could do this all over again. When it comes to child murders in the UK, we all know they don't really get much time.
Oh, do they? It's ridiculous, the stupid sentences they get, if any at all. Oh my God, we could just have a whole hour ranting about that.
Exactly. Look at fucking Baby P's mum. So both defences had separate trials, and witnesses claim that they could hear Kaylee being abused. Right, so now they did.
Was there any phone calls to social services?
They called the police.
Right.
But for a few times, but for some reason, it was never followed up on. Now, this is the problem with police at the moment, is they're understaffed. I'm not saying that I'm not saying they're not to blame.
No.
But they're understaffed. They're getting a phone call saying, you know, upstairs, having an argument, and we can hear the kids screaming, and they've gone, oh yeah, all right, we'll check it out. And then something else has happened, especially in Birmingham. You know, it's a massive, busy city.
And COVID.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to go to houses and stuff during this time.
Exactly. And for God, it makes me mad. Maybe if someone had gone there and even just saw the state she was living in and phoned social services, I imagine she probably would have been removed.
Yeah.
But it's nothing said about social services being reported. It's always been the police. But at least
The police have to do mass shoulders if they're concerned, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Which then could have you know, got social services. Yeah. But because they didn't go, nothing was done.
No.
It was said that one time Kaylee asked for food and she was hit across the head by Nicole, and other times a neighbour heard a loud bang, Kaylee cry, and Nicole say, I would just say she fell off the bed.
Oh my God.
And also, as well, you've got to remember, they weren't in preschool or anything.
Because that might have been picked up. Although there are plenty of cases where it's not.
No, I know. But you just don't know, do you? No. Just hope that it might have been. You know, I know that my childminder would pick up pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know, I know she's and spot good. On. Yeah, exactly. And she would do something about it. Mm. And I know that her other preschool would as well, you know. One time Kaylee's babysitter said Nicole pulled Kaylee's hair and pulled her to the bedroom by her arm, calling her a fucking brat. And this is, I mean, I don't know how often the babysitter had her.
No.
And I don't know if the babysitter contacted anyone. It was said that a neighbour contacted police. I'm not sure.
Even without actual physical abuse, emotional, mental abuse is so damaging.
At the end of the day, if you've got a little 3-year-old and you're calling him a fucking cunt, like, what in what way could you ever describe a 3-year-old as a fucking cunt? Mm-hmm. What could they possibly do? Like, I'm not being funny. My husband bought me a really expensive handbag and my daughter drawn it with biro. Like, I've only had it for about 3 days and I've got a massive biro mark. It's my fault for leaving it where she could get hold of it. I should have put it out of the way. It's my own fault at the end of the day. Yeah. And yeah, right, she shouldn't have had a pen, but, you know, she loves drawing on things. It's great fun. She drew all over my land instead. Yeah. She's got lovely artwork.
Kids aren't born bad. They're not. It's the parents.
Exactly. And I've got to teach her not to draw on the walls. And there's paper. She knows where the paper is. But she knows that it's naughty to draw on the walls and she shouldn't do it. So it's like that. Oh, I'm going to do it anyway.
Little thrill seeker, you're amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
But then that just shows that she's not scared of the repercussions, which in a way is bad because she does stuff like that. But in a way, what a bloody triumph that she's not scared of you.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, as well, you can always paint over it. You can always redecorate it at the end of the day. Like my land didn't need painting anyway. I painted it about 6 years ago. So it needs painting anyway. So whatever, just do your drawing. Or...
yeah. No kid should be scared of their parent. Like a fear of in fear the consequences that they get the toy taken away and stuff like that. Great. Brilliant. Take the devices away. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But no child should fear that they're going to get hit.
No, exactly. And I mean, not on this one. I mean, this is, I don't know if they did use it, but they used to use, we've had a lot of them that used, you know, timeouts and standing in the corner for ridiculous periods of times. That wasn't said on this case. I mean, I don't know. But they sort of blamed each other, but it was sort of like, oh, I heard a few smacks. Mm. It wasn't like, you know... what was said didn't match up with the evidence that was actually on her body.
And punishment needs to fit the crime, doesn't it? Yeah, and you tell me a crime that 3-year-old could do, which is worth all this that she had.
Exactly.
It's nothing that kid could have done that would have made her deserve even one of this.
No, exactly. Nicole was found guilty of manslaughter. She got 15 years and found guilty of cruelty of a child. She was also sentenced to 3 years to run concurrently.
Great.
I know. Callum Redfern got 14 years for manslaughter because it can prove who fucking did it.
So what, they'll be out in no bloody time, basically.
They've got to serve a third or a fourth or something of it. Basically, she gets out in 10 years and he'll get out in 9 years or something.
So they're going to be in their early 30s.
They could just have more babies together. Yeah. Or have babies together.
And they can have a whole life ahead of them.
Oh, there we go. I put it here. So, sorry. Both must serve 2/3 of their jail term before they can be considered for release. So 10 years and then, 9 years. So 10 years for beating a child to death and then letting her slowly die. Because we don't know how long it took her to die. On a cold...
floor.
Hard floor, not giving a shit, and waiting 12 hours to go and check on her.
It's so sad.
You know, I mean, I love a lay-in and I will just sleep in the morning, but I will wake up, and if it's like half state and Maisie's not in bed with me, I'm like, ah, shit, where is she? And she can be sound asleep in bed.
Yeah, not now, my kids are a bit older, but I remember when they were younger, on the very odd occasion they would sleep in, I'd be like, oh, lovely lay-in, and then I'd lay there and think, why aren't they up?
What are they doing?
And it would get the better of me and I'd have to go and check.
Yeah,
so then
you're up
to.
Then. Exactly. And I like to have a cup of coffee before she's up. So I'm like, oh, quick, go and get a cup of coffee. So I will never understand how us as a society can look at our justice system and think that 15 years is enough of beating and torturing a child to death. I just don't understand.
No, and it's not going to be 15 years, let's face it.
No, exactly. And, you know, they can get out and they can go on to lead a normal life. They can go and get a job. They can have a nice life, have children, you know.
I know. So it's cases like this that make me think, all right, if you're going to get out in 10 years, A, I don't agree with that, but if you're going to get out in 10 years, you need to have your tubes tied or something. You shouldn't be allowed to have kids anymore.
No. Oh, no, 100%. That's definitely.
And I know that takes away people's rights and choice. And I am a supporter. I think people should have rights. But then there's stuff like this. I'm like, no, you give up those rights when you do shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, Kaylee had 68 injuries over her body. And most of them are recent, like I said, but some did date back for a few months.
And then what about the ones that had already healed and there's no show of them
yeah,
anymore?
Yeah, exactly. So she had fractures to two of her ribs, lower leg fracture and a broken sternum. But the actual cause, like I said, of her death was internal bleeding, a torn intestine, fractured ribs and deflated lungs. So to get those injuries...
Blunt force trauma, surely.
Yeah, you cannot give those injuries to a child without severely beating him.
I'm just thinking, like, cases that I've heard before, like, that's sort of like you're thinking car accident type
that
injuries.
It was said, I didn't put it in here because it always said it basically as saying this would be seen on a car crash of, like, I don't know, they said 40 miles an hour, but I felt like it depends what seat they're in, it depends what they crash into. I would say more like 80 miles an hour.
But it's just depending,
you could crash 80 miles an hour and not and come out with no injuries. Yeah. You know what I mean, so that's
you
why
you crash
don't
at 30
those.
And still die. But
yeah,
I was just thinking those type of injuries are sort of that sort of car crash type injuries that doesn't happen accidentally to a child that isn't in the bloody car.
No, yeah, exactly.
Or fell from a great height or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they did say it was fallen from 8 stories. I think that would probably be more better to think. It's more of a. But yeah, just and like I said, it must have been so hard for these neighbours to hear abuse going on, ringing police
and seeing nothing done
and nothing getting done about it. And you hear it again and again and it's just fucking awful. And like I said, you used to hear her scream in pain, hear her cry. The babysitter saw her pull her hair. I mean, what child? What? Why would you pull a child's hair?
Mm-mm.
You just wouldn't, would you? And children, I get it. People are like, oh, they pull my hair. I pull their hair to prove it. And I don't get all that.
No.
I just feel like, no, you explain to him that it hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to him that, you know, you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you try and do it the nicest way you can.
And that's not to belittle that parenting. I mean, that, saying it like that makes it sound so easy. It's not. Parenting isn't easy. It's
no, you have
bloody
to keep doing
hard.
It over and over again.
But... it's repetitive. It's, you know, you'll love them to death and you will be annoyed the shit to death as well. Like
exactly.
But you don't. You just... look after them, or if you can't, then you give them to somebody that can.
Yeah, and it's a thing as well, isn't it? Like you see, it's like a power thing, you know. Like, and it's like, you know, them two texting each other, like, oh yeah, give her one from me.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine your partner texting that? Like, if I said to him, "Fuck me, I'm gonna kill him," and he's like, "Oh yeah, come on then, do it for me," I'd be like, "What the fuck? Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah, literally. I wouldn't be with somebody that said something like that.
No, and like, I think she was desperate to be with somebody. She had two kids, single, had a flat, wanted someone there all the time. And I do believe that she beat her personally. That's my belief. But I believe that he abused her as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that he'd give a shit, one shit.
I mean, the text messages... it's going back and forth. They were both aware of what was going on. That makes them both as bad, as far as I'm concerned. But whoever delivered the blow that did eventually kill her, they're both as bad as each other. They both knew it was going on. The mother should have been out with that baby, her both babies, out of that relationship, out of there completely, and been like, no, fuck you.
But, I mean, looking at the fractures that were months before... I'd love to know exactly how many months before.
Was it when he came on the scene?
Straight away when he came on. Yeah, exactly. Like, because you find that some women are fucking complete twats and just let their children be abused.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to one case on Sword and Scale. I have to cover it because it's fucking awful. And this woman, she's just a pathetic piece of shit. And she literally sat there and was like, to the investigators, like, oh, well, yeah, he punched her in the face. Well, why do you punch her in the face? You were trying to put her shoes on and she leant back a bit, so he punched her in the face. Well, how many times did he punch her? A few times. It's like a 2-year-old and this grown man punched her in the face. Like, who the fuck are you just to stand there? And then they went to the grandparents' house and the grandparents were like, why has she got a bruised face? And they're like, oh, she fell over and hit her head in the bath. Like, who the fuck are you, you piece of shit? Do you know what I mean?
No, you protect your children at all costs.
Exactly. And if you can't protect them, like you say, just give them up. Give them to someone that would. Like, I'm sure she had family members somewhere. I know her nan, I didn't write it down to be fair, but I know her Nan, so her great grandma, wrote like a really nice message and said, you know, didn't really stick up for her, for Nicole, just said how sad they are that she's lost her life and how beautiful she was as a child. But you know, we see this when you've got people that kill their children and then the family stick by them, because it's your child. And I get it, I do 100% get that, but I could not sit there in front of my child knowing that they have killed an innocent child, an innocent baby. I couldn't sit there and be nice to them and have a conversation with them. I couldn't.
No,
I just couldn't do it. No. It would eat me up inside every time.
You could
forgive
your kids for most things, but that is something that I don't. Hopefully, we'll never fucking have to know what that's like, to be fair, but I don't think I could.
No, could you imagine sitting there knowing that they'd battered some baby to death? Like, fuck that shit. That's why I'm so against this. If you do that, you're just as much of a piece of shit as they are, in all honesty. Do you know what I mean? And or anyone that gets with somebody that's abused children, like, say, baby T's mum, the man that gets with her is just fucking dumb and stupid.
Oh my God, if I was to date someone and I found out they were sort of some sort of child abuser, it wouldn't even be a question. I'd be out of there like a bloody shot.
I know. I tell you what someone shared with me, actually. It was about, it was Emma. You know, I did the Jennifer, Langone case of the man that killed her and left the kids in the apartment. She was looking and she found stories of him like being, like getting done for like sexual abuse of a child and things like that.
Yeah.
But obviously they didn't know anything about him, you know?
There is a law now, isn't there? Is it Sophie's Law?
Yeah, but you've got to sign up for it and all that shit. Or like, you know, they could come and tell you, but it depends. Like, say you're on license. No, I know that. But say you met a man and he was on license and he said, oh, so it was a drug thing. All right, okay, that's fine. So you don't even think to check into it. I mean, I would, but some people are stupid and don't. And then you've got three kids in your house and this man comes along and he's a sexual predator. Unless you actually physically look, or unless they tell their parole officer, oh yeah, I'm dating blah blah blah, she's got three kids, I know I shouldn't, but I am. They might then go and tell them. But who's sexual predator's gonna go, found this woman, she's got three kids, in my element here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just people live in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
And also, people just believe them. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, it's drugs. Oh, okay, yeah, fine. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, please share Kaylee's story, because she didn't get half as much attention as some children get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I found this by chance. It was on a different page I found this when it first happened by chance, and I knew I wanted to cover it, but there wasn't a lot of information. I just knew that she was, like big on social media, and I didn't know if she was big or if she was just well into social media. Mm-hmm. She portrayed her life to be this amazing show when actually she was just a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, so please go and share this story, because I honestly want people to know
what monsters these
two are. What an absolute asshole, monster, bitch.
And as we say with always with cases like that, like this, never ever be afraid to ring the police, ring social services, and keep ringing.
Yeah, keep ringing, because I tell you what, all right, you might piss them off by keep ringing, but at the end of the day, if you save a child's life, you know, even if you just save them from being abused, they might not ever die, but imagine just being constantly abused and hit and shouted at. Like, it's not fair. You shouldn't live your... No one should have to live their life like that. And children can't decide. They can't go, do you know what, I've had enough of this, I'm going.
Yeah.
They can't do that. Yeah, exactly. They've got... Unless somebody sticks up for them, they've got nobody.
Yeah.
And I've always said you have to stick up for your children, because if they haven't got you, they haven't got anybody.
No.
And if you're
a lot
not
of children
doing it,
do side with their abusers, because they don't know any other way and they're scared.
You could have you can take a child away from their abuser and put them in a loving foster family, say, and they can have a really hard time adjusting to the whole behaviour. You know, they can be really abusive to your children or whatever, because that's all they know.
Never be afraid to ring, and especially even if you're not sure. I'd rather somebody ring and be wrong than don't ring and be right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. I told you, I've said on this podcast before, I've had the police turn up at my door before because I was shouting at kids in the car, because she literally went, Mum, I don't want this drink. Can you take it? I'm driving. Oh, I'm going to drop it on the floor. And they just literally dropped a whole McDonald's Coke on the floor on purpose. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to clean up. I'm selling this car. And I had my sunroof open, my windows open. And they obviously took my registration number and called the police. And they were like, oh yeah, is your daughter here? I was like, oh no, she's sleeping at my sister's. They were like, can we go and check? And I was like, yeah, yeah, fine. They went over, checked. She was in bed asleep. They come back. They were like, oh yeah, that's fine. Sorry, yeah. Just we had a report. And I'm like, yeah, I tell you why. Because I explained it to him and he was like, but I explained the whole day. They literally was putting, Lewis and Jasmine were putting two P's and loads of change in my CD player. So that broke. I'm like trying to sell this shit bag of a car.
But again, yeah.
And you're a parent, you're allowed to get pissed off.
Yeah, of course you are. But, you know, I'd rather have somebody looking into me than not.
Oh, yeah, I just opened the door and was like, oh, come in.
Yeah, come in. Because if you've got nothing to hide, then you've got
And they went up and checked her bedroom. I mean, she had a lovely four-poster. It was a beautiful white four-poster heart bed. It's a bit like what Maisie's got now, but it was a heart one. She had a beautiful bed and it had, like, lovely curtains on it. And I always kept her room nice because she didn't play up there. She slept up there. Do you know what I mean? So her room was always kept nice. They went up, looked at her room.
At the end of the day, the family next door, whoever it is, if they're not doing anything wrong, social services, police, whoever, will see that.
Yeah,
ring and be wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
If
in doubt. Because you know if a child is a bit dirty and grubby, or you know if a child is having a nice time and is a bit grubby. Mm. Like Maisie desperately needed her hair washed yesterday, but I didn't wash it yesterday because I thought we were going Bear Trail.
Yeah, what's the point? She didn't get covered
in mud. Yeah, and she'd been eating lollies and she had bloody lollies all stuck into her. And I literally said to Tim, like, before I left for work, I was like, you have to make sure she has a bath, wash her hair, condition it, spray her leave-in conditioner on it, so it's all nice.
At the end of the day, a mucky kid is a happy kid, but if a kid is constantly unkempt and looking malnourished and whatnot, that's different from that kid being messy once or twice a week.
Like, I can't, you could never say Maisie's malnourished.
No, no, not at all, bless her.
I feel like she's just big bone. She is. She reminds me of more of my sister, Layla. She's like so much like Layla.
Yeah,
you know
she is.
Whereas Jasmine has always been really petite.
She was so petite, wasn't she?
And Finley's always just been a string bean anyway, really. He doesn't really put on weight, although he eats loads of crap. I'm like, how? But he does loads of football and crap like that. So yeah. But yeah, Maisie's just, she's big bone.
Yeah, she's big bone.
She likes her food. Yeah. That's all. She just likes her food, all right? She just loves it. She'll eat proper dinner. It's not like she eats shit, neither.
I wonder, do we know how they're getting on in jail, Callum and Nicole?
Do you know what? No, I didn't even look. I honestly didn't even look. I hope. I should Google that, really. Actually, I'll Google it. And if it's anything to report on our next case, I'll do it at the start. I hope she's having a real shit time.
Yeah, me too.
Really, what I hope is she's either with Frankie or Savannah. Savannah's made her a bitch.
God. I don't know. It's just so sad. And I mean, violence there's towards so anyone is awful, but these are kids.
And it's so, like, when we first started this podcast, I was like, not so much struggling to find it because you can always find child murders, but
you were thinking it would be harder to come across these sorts of cases.
And lockdown happened, and it's just like the spiral of so many. And it's not even like a one off incident where they've hit this child and killed this child or whatever. Yeah. It's like constant. I want to do Sebastian next, but I know it's going to be a really hard case. I don't know why I'm going to find it so hard, but I think I put on our Facebook, I think it's because he's older and he could have gone to somebody and said he was old enough, not that I'm blaming him in any way, but he was old enough to go to somebody and say, I'm being abused at home. Can you help me? But he was that scared that he didn't do that. And I just think, you poor boy.
Yeah.
Like, you were that scared. Yeah. You'd go to school every day in pain, but you were that scared to tell somebody.
Yeah, that's real fear.
Yeah.
Real control.
Because if he would have told the school, they would have probably taken him to hospital.
Yeah.
Got him checked over. Social services would have got involved.
Yeah. But these are kids, and the abusers say, well, if you tell, I'm this, I'm going to do that. And the kids believe it's true, and it probably is true.
But I just feel like he was old enough to feel like somebody would help me, but
they feel helpless.
Yeah. That's what I think makes me really sad, is the fact that he could have possibly...
They've been ground down to a point where they believe that there is no help out there for them.
That's really, really sad.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will... I'm not going to do him next, but I will do him at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know what case I'm going to do next. I haven't even thought about it.
No. This just made me feel awful.
She's really sad and she's really cute.
Yeah.
And the little dances that her and her mum do are like, they're really cute. Like, do you know what I mean? Could have been so different.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was because she met him. I feel like she was just an asshole anyway. You know, very she was sad. Young. She didn't know how to look after her children. They were probably a burden on her as such. Like, she wants to do her hair and makeup, and you know you sacrifice that when you have children.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I tell you what, if I'm sat at my makeup table and Beans wants to be on my lap touching her fin, and in the end I'm like, Joe, I'm not even doing it because she's going to ruin all my makeup.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just put it all away and look like shit.
Yeah.
Like, she's got into... She. I couldn't find my... You know, I bought the face creams and stuff, or the face, you know, the Pipette thing.
Yeah.
Two of them, the one she bought me, couldn't find them. Agent, Maisie, you've got them. I knew she'd taken them. I was like, I was asking Jazz, you must have taken them. No, I haven't taken them. And it was amazing. I said, these ones. And I showed her another bottle that I've got. And she went, oh, yeah, they're in the suitcase. She put them in front of the pink suitcase that still needs to go up into the attic.
No.
Exactly where they were. Because I was just saying my face, like, oils or my face cream.
But as soon as I showed her one,
she was like, oh, yeah. Where they are, they go.
Well, I do love that Maisie's her age and she's already worried about wrinkles and
I know, exactly. She does put stuff on as well. If I know it won't affect her skin, she will put stuff on. But she's got dodgy skin, so I have to be careful. But yeah, she'll rub it in and she does like a good face cream.
Well, I think the takeaway is cuddle your kids, guys. Keep them close.
Yeah, give them nice cuddles and don't shout at them. Sometimes they just let them be a little bit feral sometimes.
Take care of your babies.
But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and, thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a few weeks. Yeah. In a few weeks till we record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.